We begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With me in the responsive reading of the words of the Spirit as found in the 121st Psalm. I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
Whence comes my help?
My help comes from the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
He will not allow your foot to be moved.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, he who keeps Israel
shall neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord shall preserve you from all evil.
He shall preserve your soul.
The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in,
from this time forth.
We pray, Almighty God, merciful Father, who created and completed all things, on this day, when the work of our school begins anew, we implore you to create its beginning, direct its continuance, and bless its end, that our efforts may be preserved from sin, our lives sanctified, and our work this year be well-pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. The words on which we base our thoughts today, and which hopefully will serve as guiding thoughts for the rest of the school year, I found in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, in the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Christ Jesus, who is the object of our faith, fellow redeemed. Welcome to Emmanuel. Welcome to a new school year for you students. May the Lord be with you and bless you throughout this year. The 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews is filled with snapshots, brief images of so-called heroes of the Old Testament. As we look at these snapshots, we cannot help but be amazed at the willingness of men and women to live their lives and die their deaths for a hope that they never saw while they were on earth and they never touched. Nowadays we hear about people who give their lives for a cause, but it's usually a cause that they have seen and touched or experienced in some way. Today, when our dedication service ends, we'll be raising a flag which some of our troops, including a graduate of this school, carried with them when they flew over Iraq. And when we do this, we're going to be reminded of the fact that there are men and women who are willing to put their lives on the line for the sake of a cause, for the sake of country. And when people such as Micah Gergel, who in whose memory the flag will be raised, when people like this join the armed services, this is what they're doing. They have seen and felt the freedom that is found in the United States of America, and they're willing to defend it, even with their lives. We count them as heroes. The heroes of the Bible, however, stood up for something that can only be described as a hope. And yet for them, this hope was so real that they were willing to sacrifice everything for it. What made it so real for them was their steadfast trust in God and His promises. If God said so, it had to be true. That's what our text is talking about when it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As we stand on the threshold of a new school year, we're looking into a future that cannot be seen. As we do this, God grant that for us this will be a year of faith. And this year of faith begins today. Some of you have come a long distance to be here today. Not somewhere else, here. Many of you are putting out a considerable sum of money to be here. Many are sacrificing a lot of time to be here. Think of our education students in college. Some of them began as freshmen in our high school, and when they complete their schooling here, they will have given 8 years of their lives for something that they cannot see with their eyes or touch with their hands. And it doesn't end here, for they are preparing themselves for a lifetime of sharing their hope and their convictions with children all over the nation and perhaps all over the world. Think of our seminary students. If they began here in ninth grade, by the time they finished their education in the seminary, it's 11 years of their life that have gone by for a hope that cannot be seen or touched. And then they leave here and they go out and dedicate the rest of their lives to this hope. They go around our country. Two of our graduates have gone out beyond our borders and have brought the gospel to India, Africa, and other places. What is it that makes these people willing to give their time, their energy, their money, their lives for something they can't grab a hold of, for a cause like this? In a few moments, we'll be going up and dedicating a new academic center. What is it that has caused the people of this church body to commit themselves to a substantial expense in order to have a building up there? There are millions of people all over this world who regard what we're doing as foolishness, a waste of time and money. Most of them think that this life is all that we have, and they want to get the most out of it. So they dedicate themselves to what they can see and feel. Riches, power, pleasure, and the like. But as for us, we dedicate ourselves to something that we cannot see. The hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But have you ever seen Jesus? Have you ever actually felt something happening inside of you as sins are lifted up off your heart, as they are removed from you? Have you ever had even the slightest glimpse of a place called heaven? Or have you ever spoken to anybody who's been there? And yet, to you, Jesus is as real as that person sitting next to you. Forgiveness is as real as the food you ate for breakfast. Heaven is as real as this building or the academic center. These things are not real because of what your eyes have seen or your hands have touched. These things are real because you believe. You have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith which reaches out and grasps the words of our God. Substance. Well, that refers to something that you can touch or see. The chair or the bleachers that you're sitting on right now. These have substance. Substance. Hope. I can't hit hope and make noise. It has no substance. You can't grab a hold of it like you would a life preserver, and yet that's exactly what we do. We grab a hold of this hope as if it were our life preserver, our eternal life preserver. We do it because of faith. Faith gives substance to hope. Jesus is so real to us that we, with our hearts, can reach out and touch Him. And with the eyes of our heart, we can see Jesus. He's real. And heaven is so real that we can see this with our hearts. The other word used in our text is the word evidence. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Those people who live for this life, for this world alone, they need proof. Show me. Prove it. These are the things that they say. Because they don't have faith, you cannot prove it. You cannot show them because they don't have the eyes that are needed to see. God be praised that He has given you faith. Faith that makes you alive, that gives you eyes that can see the unseeable. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. It's the only evidence we need. The reason for this is that faith clings to the words of Christ. These words speak not merely to the ears, but to the heart. Reality is not a matter of what can be seen and sensed by the body alone, but also what can be sensed by the heart. The world cannot see what we see because their hearts are dead and their eyes are blinded. They have no faith. Thanks be to God for our faith. He is the one who has given it to us. He has given us the faith to trust His words, to trust that Jesus did die for us, to trust that our sins are indeed forgiven now and forever, to trust that Christ's righteousness has been credited to our account, to trust that heaven is truly ours. And that's why we're standing here and starting a new school year. That's why we've built a new building and we'll be dedicating it to the glory of God. That's why you and your parents have come the distance that you have come, passing by school after school after school, to come here. And this is why our education students in college, our seminary students, why they are giving their lives to the proclamation of our hope. Because we see the unseen, we touch the untouchable, our hope has substance, we have all the evidence that we need. Is Jesus real to you? Is forgiveness real? Is heaven real? Then you're ready for this year of faith. Amen. Continue the singing of our next hymn.
Friends in Christ Jesus, a year ago we were gathered here in anticipation of this academic center, and with the prayer to God that He would bless the construction of this building, we turned over a few spades full of dirt, looking forward to today. Today we are gathered here in the dedication of the ILC Academic Center. Let us focus for a few minutes on the Word of the Lord as recorded by James in his first chapter. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Certainly, this is a very special opening of a school year. It will be remembered for many, many years to come. A dream, a blessing has come to us in this new academic center which we're dedicating today. In the excitement and anticipation of this day, an individual commented to me recently that this is the biggest project the CLC has ever undertaken. We can understand that comment properly and appreciate what he wanted to say. But as we dedicate this building today, that is not what we want to say. How about this is the biggest blessing the Lord has ever given to us at Emmanuel? Not even close. If we are to properly dedicate this building to the glory of God, we need to put it in its proper context. He who has given us every good and perfect gift is the Father of lights. He of His own will brought us forth by the word of truth to be the first fruits among His creatures. Now we are at His greatest blessing, aren't we? The blessing of how He saved us by the death of His Son. He has enlightened our hearts with the light of salvation. He has called us to faith in His Son. He has granted us the privilege of proclaiming this gospel to the world. He has blessed us with this school to train up our children in His truth and to prepare workers for calling into His fields. God is faithful. Bless His holy name. It is then in the context of these wondrous blessings that today, as we are gathered at the opening of another school year,